My guest at this time is Shelby Emmett. She is an attorney and a National Advisory Council member for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We want to get her insights on the result that we saw from the grand jury in St. Louis County, Missouri on Monday when they decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson on any of the five charges brought before the grand jury for the August shooting death of Michael Brown. And Shelby, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
There has been a lot of speculation, a few leaks here and there over the past several weeks about what the grand jury was hearing, what they were thinking, and it seemed like most people were kind of expecting this decision and this announcement that we saw Monday night. What was your reaction?
I think we all owe a lot of respect to the members of the grand jury. They had a lot to deal with. It wasn't just the case of what they were dealing with, but also the social issues going on around it, the fears of protest, the threat. So for them to still take this very seriously, which they did, instead of caving into fear or being concerned with what could be the consequence, it's obvious that they obviously took their job very seriously and came to the conclusion that they came to. In terms of how people reacted, I think it's utterly shameful. I think that the anger, the attitude is very legit. I've had very bad experiences with cops in my past before. And, you know, I'm from Detroit. I understand the quickness to think the worst. I understand that. With that said, rioting and destroying your own communities has never, ever solved anything. And I think the best way to approach this in a new era is for us as Black people specifically to become more involved in our communities, to join these police forces, to start changing and having a positive impact instead of us always reacting. I think that's the best way to resolve this, and I think how people acted last night just set us back in terms of a people and as a movement of supposedly wanting justice under the law and equal treatment. We were all quick to, too many of us, I think, are looking at this emotionally and not trying to look at this based off of the law. And that's both sides. A lot of people were quick to defend the officer. A lot of people were quick to condemn him based off of simply nothing more than experience or personal resentments or attitudes.
Shelby, the protesters are obviously not happy with the decision the grand jury reached, but on a legal basis, some were a little bit puzzled at the approach that the prosecutor took. On the one hand, he presented basically all the evidence he had and let the grand jury make up his own mind. Others have said that's a little bit odd because usually in a grand jury, what the prosecutor will do is put on the strongest evidence that will give the grand jury the inclination to make an indictment. What is generally the practice in that situation? What do you make of Mr. McCullough's approach?
Well, I'm not familiar specifically with how this all operates within Missouri, but what I would scenario that he was probably doing was, look, we know that we're going to have these potential problems. There might be protests, there might be this. I'm going to give the jury every little teeny tiny thing that we have. So nobody can say that we didn't show X, or if we would have put X, Y, and Z together instead of just X and Y, they would have gotten an indictment. I think he just wanted to put everything out there and let the chips fall where they may, so to alleviate any potential tension that may arose. I don't know. I just think it was probably more pressure from outside forces and to trying to, you know, just make sure everything was out there to at least take him, not personally, but his office out of the scenario here.
We're talking with Shelby Emmett. She's on the National Advisory Council for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And Shelby, last night, shortly after the prosecutor finished his presentation, President Obama made a statement from the White House press room. He began by saying that we need to respect the decision of the grand jury. It was their decision to make. And then he echoed the statements made a couple days earlier by Michael Brown's parents, saying whatever the decision, rioting and looting and burning things is not the way to go. It doesn't solve anything. After that, however, he made a couple of statements about the ongoing tensions, which you referenced before, between law enforcement and Black communities in different parts of the country. Here's a couple different clips of what the president had to say.
We need to recognize that the situation in Ferguson speaks to broader challenges that we still face as a nation. The fact is, in too many parts of this country, a deep distrust exists between law enforcement and communities of color. Some of this is the result of the legacy of racial discrimination in this country. And this is tragic because nobody needs good policing more than poor communities with higher crime rates. We have made enormous progress in race relations over the course of the past several decades. But what is also true is that there are still problems, and communities of color aren't just making these problems up.
So, Shelby, is this a president who's tackling a much-needed-to-be-tackled issue head-on, or was this ill-timed?
I think this was horrible timing. For me, one of the biggest disappointments of Barack Obama is that although, you know, I didn't support him, I thought the guy was way too radical for my taste, but I was at least hoping that he would be able to address what I call the elephant in the room. I think too many Americans have we've said, okay, we won't talk about it, and that therefore everything is resolved. And I think these issues are always there. And the President Obama had a real chance, I think, to have a dialogue with everybody, just kind of put it out there, hold blacks accountable for us, hold everybody accountable for their own actions, and have a real discussion. Instead, he does the opposite. He waits for either a specific racial issue to happen, or he allows it to become more of a racial issue than it should have been, and then he tries to capitalize on it. And how I feel is that the president more so is using people, using different groups, be it illegal aliens, women, African Americans. I think he uses these groups to push an agenda or to distract, and I don't think any of this is genuine on his part on wanting to actually address these issues that are actually real and substantive and genuine.
So, Shelby, given where we are, and obviously we've seen a number of high-profile cases, most recently Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, and now the one here in Ferguson, and as we've discussed, they only seem to get worse by how they're handled. So what's your advice here? How do we make progress on these issues instead of just fanning the flames?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to get rid of this idea that black people as a whole have some quote-unquote leader. And these fake leaders, in my opinion, your Al Sharpton, your Jesse Jackson, are so far removed from what their original purpose and worthwhileness was that they just need to go away. That's the first thing. I think the second thing that needs to happen is that we all do have to have a real conversation about this. I grew up in a mixed household myself, so I understand how some people may be uncomfortable with it, or you're just taught the polite thing to do is not address it. But I think we just need to be honest and upfront. But that conversation has to come from everybody coming from a basic understanding of we're either going to start where we are today, or are we going to keep looking back on the past? And that's where I think it has to start. But the main reason this has to start is with legit leaders, legit people in our own communities, saying what needs to be said and making sure that a real conversation is taking place.
Shelby, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Shelby Emmett, National Advisory Council member for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.